This Flash tutorial comes courtesy of GyroMud. He's one of our first few members that joined Develop PHP. It's in our requested tutorial section. He's pondering how to make an FLA file that publishes with a transparent background. And he says, my, but the pretty websites that one could make with that knowledge. That's funny. He's a funny guy. And yeah, you could make some really pretty websites using the transparent settings in Flash. And I'll tell you how to set that up. And what you do is, if you're in Flash CS3 or Flash CS4 or Flash 8 or Flash MX, whatever you're working in, you can tamper with the publish settings to get that right. So let's say we're in a new ActionScript 2.0 or 3.0 file, and we go to the publish settings. Let's just go down here to, or let's go up here. Let's go to publish settings, HTML, window mode, transparent windowless. Press OK, and now when you publish, your Flash file will have no window. I'm gonna go ahead and set my stage width to, and I'm gonna show you two applications where this is very handy, and actually the YouTube programmers themselves I think should adjust something, and I'll show you where and why. And let's say this was 800. Say we had a big flash site, and it was 950 by 800. And then on top, say, well, here, let me show you a practical use for it. So here in Fireworks, I have, say, I set up this custom background that I want to use as the background of my web page. But on it, I want to make sure that the Flash file has no background, because I want to stick buttons up in this curve section going along this curve. And I want to use the CSS background as a visual holder. So what I'll do is go to File, save this as, let's say we save it as a JPEG, and let's put it on the desktop and save it as MyBG. MyBG.jpg, save, it's on the desktop. Okay, so now we'll go into Flash and I'll show you how to lay some buttons on top. So say you go into Window, Common Libraries, grab some buttons. Let's see, where are some buttons? Circle bubble, rectangle bevel, that's good. That's fine. Yep, an orange one right there. Okay, so let's say I had some buttons. Let's go inside that button. Let's get rid of that text. Let's delete the layer. Go back out. Control C, Control V. Now I'm going to try and place the buttons to where I think they would go along that curved line. But we'll see. Control C, Control V. Okay, so if I publish out, actually, let me file and save this to the desktop. Save as, go to the desktop, and save this as NoBG. Now I have NoBG, and I'll publish out. It makes an HTML file. Now let's open that HTML file and see what happens. NoBG, there it is. Open with Dreamweaver 8. And yes, I have Dreamweaver 4 too, and yes, it's great. Okay, so in the design mode, well, you don't have to be, you can be in either mode, I think. Just go to the page properties and let's set a background. Let's set that background image on the desktop that was named MyBG. Press apply. Okay. Now let's go ahead and center this Flash file by clicking here next to it and hit the center, align center. Now it aligned, centered my Flash file onto that background. So let's press F12 in Dreamweaver. You see there? There's no background to that. And now my buttons. And now all I have to do is go back into my Flash file and put these buttons where I want them to go along this line here. And that's one application for using this type of thing. Or this type of, yeah, let's see. Well, you get the drift. All you'd have to do is move those buttons around to where they, in the flash file, you would move your buttons down. I don't have to show you how to do that. You would know how to do that. And then you publish out again, get the HTML file, put the background back on. And that's how it works. So you can see there's no background in the flash file. But here inside the flash file, you can see the background is clearly, it's set to white. But we set the transparent settings and the publish settings. Remember, we went to HTML, set the window mode transparent, and that published out. And it gave us these, let's open this with Dreamweaver 8. And gave us these settings inside of our HTML in the code. You see right here? W mode, transparent. And then in the embed part, W mode, transparent. And that's how that's set. If you didn't want it transparent, that would say window, I do believe. And that is application number one. And here is application number two for setting your window mode to transparent in your Flash applications. You'll see on YouTube, and this is, it's kind of sad, and I may be wrong, but then again, I may be right, and I think I'm right, because on YouTube, the billion-dollar website, their menu here, when you pull it down, if you're on a partner channel like mine, there's more space here, and that's all well and good. The menu shows just fine. That more button is visible. But say I go to my buddy Scrambled's channel, and this can be on any browser, I think, because I looked at it in an Explorer, too, and I'm in Google Chrome right now. If I go to my pull-down, you'll see my menu buttons covered up by the Flash player, the video player. And this is just an SWF, a Flash file sitting on an HTML page, and that's all it is. If YouTube programmers, and it really amazes me that they have bad functionality like this on a billion-dollar website, because here I created a website for just a couple of thousand that it's a community website. Anybody can join for the people that live in Transylvania County, North Carolina, that are into the arts. Say they're a musician or they're an artist. They can join, make a profile, all that good stuff like MySpace or YouTube and blah, blah, blah. But look, you go over my drop-down menu, and here's a Flash file. Just like this would be their video player sitting on the page. You go over my drop-down menu, and it's above my Flash file. That's how it's supposed to be. You go to YouTube's, it's behind their Flash file. Not cool. All they have to do is set the window mode, like I did here, to transparent. Inside of there, they can go into Dreamweaver for that page and sync in to the a parameter for the window mode to be transparent. If it's possible, I'm not trying to snap on YouTube programmers or anything, they're Flash developers, but if they were to set their window mode to transparent, that would not be. So that's application number two, to where using the transparent window mode in Flash would be very handy for your applications. Okay, we'll see you next lesson.